Within seconds, Kennedy surfaces, distraught, calling Kopechne's name. And then, inexplicably, he trundles off the scene and heads back to the house, not to get help for his friend, but to alert the long-suffering Gargan so he can sort things out. Kennedy doesn't report the incident until late the following morning. In between, he has brunch with some friends. The rest of the movie shows how the devious machine established by family patriarch Joe Kennedy, by that point a gnarled, bedridden root vegetable with angry eyes, played here with alarming authenticity by Bruce Dern, pulled off, with Ted's participation, a highly implausible semi-cover-up of the incident, thus saving the senator's congressional career. Parenthetically, the presidency, of course, remained elusive. With Chappaquiddick, Curran, parenthetically the painted veil, Trax, walks a tricky line, deftly. Should we feel revulsion for Kennedy, the spoiled, overgrown kid whose family cleaned up his messes? Or sympathy for the man who was left to carry the staggering legacies of his brother John and Bobby? Clark makes us feel plenty of things we'd rather not. His eyes are shadowed with profound decency one minute, and hollowed out in desperate calculation the next. There's plenty of evidence to suggest that Ted Kennedy, who died in 2009, was both haunted and motivated by his dead brother's achievements. His congressional record shows a man who fought hard for things he considered just, like the 1990 Americans with Disabilities Act and the Family and Medical Leave Act of 1993. But what if, even more than any supposed family curse, he was haunted by the memory of a woman's face, or of what she looked like just before she drowned in a submerged car that he had somehow managed to escape? Although Chappaquiddick doesn't address Kennedy's subsequent legislative record, it's the silver-lining storm cloud that hangs over the movie. Human beings can end up doing good things for terrible reasons. How much more convenient it would be if we could just write them off altogether.